And how much more fun and interesting and juicy is life when you are your wholest self. Hello everyone, happy Wednesday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown at the Cohere Collective, and our daily ritual is a secular devotional spiritual session to help you build coherence and purpose into your daily routine. Today we are focusing on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. This is an offered intention, something that I invite you to focus on. It's what I will be focusing on in today's session. But of course, if there's something else you're working on or would like to call in as an intention today, please do so. Okay, to get us started, I am going to use this last little bit of some incense for a smoke cleanse for our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. Allow the breath to bring you further and further into this present moment. And become more and more aware of where you are in space. Is there anything tight or stiff in your body? Send the breath there along with a little bit of love. If you're feeling maybe a little groggy or worn down, or your thoughts are buzzing, greet any and all of this activity with the openness of your breath. This is also the time that you can give yourself permission to use these next few moments just for you, however you want to use them. This time is sacred space for you to be with you. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going, keep expanding, fill up the lungs, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone across space and time that is here sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Okay, I am going to shuffle our cards for today. And as I do so, I want you to call back in our theme of the other, the manifest as community, and anything else that you may have called in as an intention for today. Our card today is the Empress. And oh, what a beautiful card it is. We see a beautiful woman, a starry crown, and a staff in her hand with beautiful floral robes, lounging against a beautiful seat in a lush forest, and a little heart-shaped stone with the emblem of the divine feminine carved into it next to her. And the Empress is just that divine feminine, but she also represents abundance. When we think of feminine energy, we think of nurturing, of growing, but also of the harvest, right? Reaping what you have sown. Think very Virgo energy. The Empress is also relaxed, ready to receive all of the blessings from her hard work. And when we think about this in the context of community, you don't always have to try so hard. Do we need to work on being villagers? Yes, that has been a common theme for us over the past few weeks, but community, relationships, friendships, I mean, any kind of relationship, honestly, flourishes when you step into ease, when you step into the natural state and flow of who you are. Performing doesn't help anybody with anything, right? Because when you want to forge true, authentic connections with people, they need to be true and authentic. If you want someone to love you for you, you need to show up as you. And that means you don't have to be perfect. You don't need to be the best version of you in every single situation. It actually means you really shouldn't be perfect. And you really should be prioritizing truth over palatability. The same love that you hold for other people, for all of their quirks, is love that other people are so ready and willing to give you. They just may not even know where to meet you with that love. Yes, quirks are annoying and frustrating. I sing when I'm doing just about anything. I'm really bad at interrupting people. I laugh way too loudly, and all of my friends love me. Despite all of these facts, right? But also because of them. In hiding your unique oddities, you're also hiding your unique gifts. Anything that is special about you is kind of deeply related to your nature, to who you are. You can't selectively numb, in the wise words of Brené Brown. You can't selectively numb to emotions. You can't selectively numb facets of yourself. Authenticity is opening the floodgates in a certain sense. And so you don't really get to determine what gets filtered out or not. But that also means you get all of the beautiful richness that comes with your wholeness. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Empress and this theme of community, other that manifests as community, our mantra is going to be, I show up as my wholest self. And this may be a repeat of one. I've really been on a wholest self kick instead of highest self, because what's the deal with hierarchies anyway? We don't need them. You don't need to compare yourself to some better idealized version of you. You just need to be all you. And need, who am I to say? I want you to be all you when you're with me. We don't need to be comparing ourselves to some other idealized version of ourselves that probably doesn't exist anyways. I think a highest version of ourself can very quickly become another tool that we use to shame ourselves. So maybe instead, call in this idea of wholeness, of all of the aspects of who you are, your inner child, your inner magician, your highest self, your shadow side, all of these things that make up beautiful, glorious you is your whole. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I show up as my wholest self. Okay, whenever you're ready, take this deep breath in and exhale, repeating our mantra, I show up as my wholest self. And how much more fun and interesting and juicy is life when you are your wholest self? You're painting with more colors now, babe. Do not restrict your rainbow. Bumper sticker, coffee cup. They're trite because they're true. Maybe that's not true of everything, but for our practice today, I want you to consider something that you feel is a flaw that you have. Whatever that looks like. I listed out a couple for you. I'll take interrupting as one. It's one I've really worked on. This is something my friends actually called to my attention a few years ago and was something that is very much the status quo in my family, but not really in other spaces. And so it was something I didn't realize I was doing. And my friends very gently, lovingly, with humor, called my attention to it. And because they were so skillful about how they brought it up, and because I had done a little bit of work to not automatically fall back into a emotionally reactive state, I was able to hear them and think on it. And I won't lie, it did hurt a little bit in the moment. Not that they hurt me, but that I was worried that I had done something wrong. And then you sit with it and you think about it and you realize no one's mad. You didn't hurt anyone. It's just something that you need to work on, right? And then you can keep working on it. And now it's something I'm more aware of. And is it perfect? Absolutely not. But has it gotten better? Yes. With this flaw, whatever you find for yourself, I want you to also discover the light side of it. For me, with interrupting, yes, it's something I wanted to work on. But it's also because I have a lot to say. When I interrupt someone, it is usually because I am so excited about the conversation that we're having that I want to add something to it. And sometimes that excitement can actually push people away as opposed to increasing this excitement together. So yeah, there's a shadow side to it. But the positive side is that it's a manifestation of my enthusiasm for connection, for community, for conversation. And that I'm really proud to have. I love that I have that enthusiasm. And now being aware of this thing that I do, I'm able to channel my enthusiasm into other ways that don't feel as invasive to people like interrupting does. Does that make sense? Practice today. Identify something that you think is a flaw, and then think about its light side too. Also, I can almost guarantee you, whatever just came to mind is something that plenty of people love you for too. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed today's ritual. If you did, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy this ritual, or that maybe just needs to hear this message. Or if there's something you need to tell someone that they do that's annoying you, good way to start that conversation. Kinda kidding. Kinda not, actually, because it allows an entryway in to have that conversation gently and with love and see the light in each other too. I don't know. Use these however you want to use them. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you may be listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, like, leave us a 5-star rating, and a review. These are all what? The very best way to support our daily ritual and the Cohere Collective. Yes, I'm being a little silly, but it's true. These are the best ways to support, and it means so much to me. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.